1, Grant Knapp, a 6'4 sophomore. Number 23, Jared Cochran, a 5'8 junior. Along with number 3, Ashton Klepko, a 6' junior. And the 6'5 junior is Malachi Miller, number 32. The other starter, and actually he's wearing number 34 out on the court. So Miller, number 34, at number wrong in the scoreboard. And for the Fayette Bobcats, the same starting lineup that we saw last Friday night over at Alton. It'll be Gage Smith, the 5'11 sophomore, along with a 6'1 junior, Chase Haven. 6'1 sophomore, Landry Pitts. 6' sophomore, Jordan Andrews. And the junior, 6'1, Logan Gosley, number 33. Fair Bobcats wearing the white, crimson, and green. And for West Side, Greer's Prairie West Side, they're wearing the green, trimmed in the white. We'll say thanks to some of your Fair Bobcat boosters to help bring you the game tonight. They include Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service, along with Barton Electric in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting, the Alton Bank, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Manor Springs, and Alton. Great atmosphere here at Lyon College High School Tournament. Good crowd of Thayer Bobcat fans have made their way down to baseball. I bet some of them went out and got them something to eat. If not, they'll probably do that after the ball game. It's a nice drive down here. If you're not doing anything, this tournament continues Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And it's a great place to come and watch high school basketball. Here's Sam Bobcats and Greer's Ferry Westside. Come up. As we see, Westside's already taken the court. The Eagles, number 31, will be their center. He is Brenton Knapp, a 6'4 sophomore. And Logan Doss, the 6'1 junior, steps into the center circle for the Thayer Bobcats. Here we go. Ball is up. Tip control by Westside. The ball is tipped by and then goes out of bounds off the hands of Greer's Ferry Westside. And I was going to say Greer's Ferry ball. Number 23 over there in a wrestling match with it with Chase Haven, and the ball goes off to Haven and out of bounds. So here comes Westside. Number 24, Travis Gentry, 6'3", a sophomore, and plays point guard. He'll come to the top of the Bobcat zone, move it to the right side. Now they'll dish it down low for Miller. Miller powers it up, no good, and rebound comes out long. Andrews has got it for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats on break. Andrews penetrates down the right side of the lane, kicks it back outside. Now in the corner to Haven. Haven slashes to the bucket, forces up a shot. That was no good. Rebound controlled by Cochran for Greer's Ferry Westside. They'll get it in left corner to Klepko, trying to bounce it in the middle. Ball taken away by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Here come the Bobcats on the break again. Andrews up the left side, steps to the elbow, kicks it back outside, and ball controlled by Gage Fitz. Is it Andrews at the free throw line? At the elbow, puts up the jumper. It's good. The sophomore hits his first shot of the night. Jordan Andrews and the Thayer Bobcats have got an early 2-0 lead. Greer's Ferry. Back the other way. They'll work it in the half-court set. Here's the ball in the middle, poked away by the Thayer Bobcat defense. They're working the left side of that Bobcat defense. That's where Landry Pitts, Jace Haven, and Logan Doss are in the 1-3-1 matchup. Ball goes to the top of the key on the inbound. They'll kick it now down to Miller. Miller has the ball taken away by Andrews. Jordan Andrews with a steal on the Bobcats, laying it into the front court. 5-on-5 basketball. They'll kick it in the corner to Gage Pitts, making a move down the baseline, and he traveled with the basketball. Gage made a little head and shoulder fake, shuffled his feet. It'll be Greer's Ferry Westside ball, 6:37 to go in the first quarter. There with the early 2-point lead, Westside swings it around the perimeter of the defense. Got it in the right corner, long shot by Cochran. It's no good. And rebound to Landry Pitts for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats again. Pitts gets it down in the corner to Gage. Pitts down on the left side to Landry now at the high post. Kicks it back out to Andrews. Andrews back over to Gage Pitts to the elbow. He'll fire the jumper, and that's good. Gage with his first bucket of the night. And the Thayer sophomores have given the Bobcats a 4-point lead early. 2 minutes gone by in the first quarter. Cutting in the lane, here goes a nice move by Knapp for Greer's Ferry Westside. He couldn't get the shot to go down. Ball was rebounded by Thayer and going the other way. We get our first foul of the game. Going to go on number 24 for Greer's Ferry. That is Travis Gentry. Gentry call for foul will be his first. Thayer will inbound the ball in the backcourt. Greer's Ferry Westside. They're back. Packing it down in the middle against this Bobcat offense. Thayer swings it on the right side wing to Haven. In the corner to Andrews. Saw an opening down the baseline. Gets all the way around the defense with easy lay. And Jerry with the bucket. And Coach Keith Brown for Greensboro Westside wants a timeout. 5:44 to go in the first quarter. Bayer leads it 6-0. We'll take a timeout. Back in 30 on Ecom Sports.
Why venture far when the best deal on a Chevrolet is right here at home? At River Country Chevrolet in Thayer, you're sure to find the car, truck, SUV, or crossover that's perfect for you, for a price that fits your budget. Start searching for your next vehicle right now, wherever you are, by visiting them online at rivercountrychevrolet.com. And be sure to find and follow them on Facebook. That is the best way to keep up with unique deals and serious savings. River Country Chevrolet in Thayer, they're there for you.
Cats have sprinted out to a 6-0 lead here with 5:44 to go in the first quarter over the Greensboro Westside Eagles here at the Lions College High School Tournament. Greensboro with it after the timeout. Got it out on top, trying to bounce it to the middle. The ball is stolen by Haven. Haven off with Pitts on a 2-on-1. Haven all the way to the bucket, misses it. Andrews will follow it up and in. Jordan Andrews with 6 first quarter points. That matches his output of the first game Friday night. Rears Ferry again working against that Bobcat zone. They'll get it down to Miller, the big man moving through the lane, tries to pass it, deflected, gets it back, and now throws it down through the middle of the lane and out of bounds. Under his last touch by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Thayer all over this thing defensively. Rears Ferry not getting any real good looks at the bucket. And for the first 3 minutes of the first quarter, they've been shut out. They inbounded into the middle. The pass is intercepted by Haven. Bobcat with a 2-on-2. Haven gives up to Logan Doss, and not before he double dribbled the basketball. Haven's still trying to get the basketball out of him, or getting the football out of him. And the Thayer Bobcats are only 2 weeks since their last football game in the state quarterfinals. Here comes Greer Ferry Southside after the Bobcat turnover. Get over to number 15, Nate Biddle, who just checked in. He gets the ball down low to Miller. He powers it up and in for the first 2 points of the night for Greer Ferry Westside, a 6'5 junior. Thayer quickly down the floor the other way. I get it to Haven. Now with a Landry Pitt. He'll fire a 3. That one is good. Landry Pitt with a 3-point shot. Brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Landry with his first 3 of the game. And the Thayer Bobcats now lead it 11-2. Here's a block shot by Haven down on the other end. Number 3, Ashton Klepko, trying to go down the baseline. And it was Haven coming out of nowhere to block the shot out of bounds. Substitutions now for Westside. Number 33, Lyndon Nolly, a 6'5 sophomore, will check in. Also number 42, Asa Carr, a 6'1 sophomore, in for Greer's Ferry Westside. Westside inbounds the ball to Gentry. Gets it out front to Biddle. Biddle, a little one-hander in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Now we get a held ball. Or is it going to be a foul? Oh, they're going to get a foul on Jace Haven for the Thayer Bobcats. He reached around from behind. And he tied up Biddle. So Haven calls the foul. That'll be the first team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Greer's Ferry Westside will trigger it in. Inbound pass is stolen by Andrews. Andrews off the 2-on-1. Going all the way to bucket and scores. Jordan Andrews now with 8 points in the first quarter. And Thayer leads it by 11, 13-2. Left side with it, going to the high post, and a long pass down to the baseline. It's going to go out of bounds. Substitution now for Thayer, Lane Grimes, and Keaton Nicholson will check in. Logan Doss, and who else went out? Logan Doss and Jace Haven go out. Here comes Thayer with it. Lane Grimes brings up the left side of the floor. You got the Andrews. He'll fire the 3, and it's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebounded by Jake Ballard for Greer's Ferry Westside. Ballard brings it into the front court. Brings the pass down on the left side for Carr. Carr back out front to Ballard. Ballard working away from the defense. Swings it on the right side to Gentry. Gentry going cross court. Now got it to Carr. Carr back out front to Ballard. Ballard trying to move down the middle lane. Nice pass to the low block. The shot is no good by Nolly. Rebounded by Thayer. Here comes the Bobcat. Andrews has got it at midcourt. Passes one over to Gage Pitts. Gage into the lane. Pulls up with a shot. It's up off the rim. No good. The rebound is going to be taken by Greer's Ferry Westside. And a foul is going to be called on Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Nicholson, the 6'3 sophomore in there, fights that rebound. And he got one of the Westside Eagles on the arm. And now Jace Haven back in the ballgame. Gage Pitts will check out. 3:21 to go. Here in the first quarter, Thayer's already 8 different players in the game. And Westside's already played 9. Both coaches shuffling in and out. Gentry with it now for Westside on the right side. Gives it on the wing. Long cross-court pass now taken. The pass in the lane is stolen by Landry Pitts. Landry is over to Haven. Now Andrews, he'll run it up the floor. Andrew finds back with a good ball, feeds over to Landry Pitts in the corner of the lane. Grimes for three. Let's it fly. It's no good off the wing. And rebound controlled by Greer's Ferry Westside. Number one, Jake Ballard. Got the long rebound. Quick pass up the floor, but Thayer's right there defensively. Bobcats do a good job getting back on defense. They weren't going to get a foul. Going to be a push on the Thayer Bobcats. Number 35, that is Nicholson, called for his second. And Landry Pitts getting a little rest now. Chris Craig checked in with the game for the first time tonight. Greer's Ferry will inbound it. Oh, they got it in the lane. Nice play. Number 15, Nate Biddle gets one to bounce over the front of the rim. And it's back to a 9-point game. Thayer leads it 13-4. Down to 2:33 to go in the quarter. Thayer's looked pretty good tonight. Here's Trey with it first time. Gives it to Grimes on top. He gets to Haven. Haven bounces it down to Nicholson. Back to Haven. Jace slices through the lane. Kicks it up to Andrews. Wide open for a three. That one's no good. Rebound taken by Haven. Trying to go back up with it. Now gives it over to Andrews. Short jumper in the lane. Good. Jordan Andrews. 10 points in the first quarter. Thayer leads it 15-4. Left side into the front court with Ballard. Handles it on the dribble drive. Gives up to Gentry. Gentry penetrates to the free throw circle. That goes right side wing for Biddle. Biddle gets tied up. Got rid of it. That's a Gentry. Fakes the three. Trying to pass it down on the baseline. It's taken away by Nicholson. Nicholson handles it in the backcourt. Now gives over to Andrew. Andrew's on the run. Down the middle of the lane. Going to the bucket. Put his up. No, he's going to call offensive foul. Jordan Andrews got a little out of control. He's called for the offensive foul. That'll be first foul on Andrews and the fourth team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Substitutions now for Greer's Ferry Westside. Number three, Ashton Klutko. And number 34, Malachi Miller, 6'5 junior. Back in the game for Coach Keith Brown and the Greer's Ferry Westside Eagles. They're down 11. They got the ball in the corner of Gentry. Kicks it out to Klutko. Klepko back over to Gentry. Long three-point shot. That is no good. Andrews down the rebound. And got teammates in front of him, but he didn't see him. And now the ball stolen by left side. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on Andrews to be his second in the line. Miller picked up the loose ball going to the basket. Andrews tried to draw the charge, and he's going to be called for the block. Second foul on Jordan Andrews. And we'll see if Coach Pitts is going to get him out of there. First, the first free throw, Malachi Miller shooting two. The first one rolls off the rim, no good. Gage Pitts will check back in for Thayer as Jordan Andrews will sit down. Andrews with 10 of the Thayer Bobcats, 15 points tonight. Second free throw for Miller, that one is good. And he scored three to lead Greer's Ferry Westside. Minute 16 to go in the first quarter. Greer's Ferry now a little bit of full court pressure. Bobcats with it in the backcourt. Miller and Grimes, they'll bring it up and break the pressure. Grimes trying to bounce it down to the baseline. They're off, and the ball is stolen by Malachi Miller. He gives it to Ballard. Ballard up to Gentry. Gentry going to the baseline. Wraparound pass in the middle. Stolen by Haven. Haven brings up the floor for Thayer. Under a minute to go now in the quarter. Haven on the right side wing to Grimes. To Chris Craig. Craig pass out front to Pitts. Free throw line. Jumper. No. Rebound tipped out by Thayer. Haven's got it. Flies down the baseline, hangs in the air. Couldn't get the shot to go down. And it's going to be off the hands of Thayer and out of bounds on the rebound. It'll belong to Greer's Ferry Westside. 37 seconds to go in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats with a 15-5 lead. Greer's Ferry Westside with the ball. They're walking into the front court. Klepko looking in the middle. Nobody open there. Swings it cross court to Ballard. Ballard back over to Klepko. Now down to Gentry. He'll try another three out of the corner. This one rattled in and out. No good. Miller with a rebound. He tries to go back up and get fouled. Fouls on Jace Haven. That'll be number two on Jace. And that'll send number 34, Malachi Miller, to the free throw line. Miller one out of two from the free throw line so far. And he leads Greer's Ferry Westside with those 3 points. And the first free throw here is no good. Now Haven will check out of the game with those two fouls. Landry Pitts will check in. Thayer now with Cray, Doss, Grimes, Pitts and Pitts on the floor. Second free throw from Miller. That was good. And now 2-for-4. He's hit the second one both times. 9 points there. Bobcat leading the ball with 17 seconds to go. Gage Pitts bringing it up out of the backcourt. Thayer will hold for the final shot of the quarter. Gage works it to the right side. Feet down on the left side. And we'll give and go. Pitts down to Landry Pitts in the corner. Back out to Chris Cray with 4 seconds. Cray going to fight. Shoot the three. That one is no good. Rebound is out of bounds. And that's the end of our first quarter play. Our score, 15-6. Thayer Bobcats lead Greer's Ferry Westside. We'll be back to the Lyon College High School Tournament in Batesville in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring. Located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
Well, back here at the Mark Martin Lyons College High School Basketball Tournament, Fair Bobcats with a lead at the end of the first quarter. 15-6 is our score. Fair led by sophomore George Andrews. 10 points in the first quarter before he had to leave the game with those two fouls. Greer's Ferry Westside led by Malachi Miller with his 4 points. Bears looked really good defensively. The offense looks better tonight as well. A little more fluid, a little more rhythm to the offense. Fair with it. They'll swing it on the right side to Pitts. He'll go down the corner to Chris Cray. Back out to Gage. Pitts on the wing. Gage bounces it twice. Going down low to Cray. Cray in the lane. Puts the shot up. No good. Rebound is going to go off the hands of Greer's Ferry Westside. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Chris Cray hanging in the air. A little double pumper on that shot. Couldn't get it to go down. And then in a tussle for that rebound, it went off of Greer's Ferry and out of bounds. 7:45 just underway in the second quarter. Thayer didn't bound the ball. Got in the corner to Landry. Pitts, 3-point shot is no good. And a rebound taken by Greer's Ferry. They get it up the floor in a hurry to Gentry. Gentry to Miller. Now to Klepko on the left side. Out to Ballard. Back around to Gentry. Gentry out on top. And back over to Klepko on the left. Long cross-court pass to Gentry. They're trying to give Gentry shots. Here, Gentry, a little penetration, dumps it down inside to Miller. Ball poked away from him and picked up by Lane Grimes for the Thayer Bobcats. Well, Thayer with it on the break. Landry Pitts. Down to Chris Cray in the corner. Chris driving the baseline. Jump stop, spins to the right, shoots too hard. It wouldn't go down off the window. And rebound controlled by Greer's Ferry Westside. Like that basket's got a lid on it for the Thayer Bobcats now. Klepko on the right side, swings it over to Gentry to the left. To go down to the baseline, pull up, 15-footer, rolls off the rim, no good. Miller with a rebound and an offensive foul. Going to be called on Miller. Gage Pitts got down inside of him. And Miller clearing out with the big shoulders, a 6'5 junior, called for his first foul of the night. And that is just team foul number 2 on Greer's Ferry Westside. We're down to just over 6.5 minutes to play in the first half. Fair with it on the offensive end. Landry Pitts on the left wing. Give it down to Doss on the baseline. Oh, and a pass, bad pass by Doss is going to be taken by Gentry. Gentry with a steal, dives down the floor, misses the layup. And Doss trailing the play, yanks down the rebound. Logan brings it in the front court on the dribble. Feeds out to Chris Cray. Cray will take it to the left side wing. Outlets it now to Lane Grimes. Now with Gage Pitts on the right side. Gage making the move. Jumps into the lane. Kind of shuffle it off. And the ball is knocked away by the defense. Here's a pass inside from Cray to Doss. He misses the short jumper. And Greer's Ferry Westside comes back with it the other way. Gentry's got it. Out between the Big L in the middle of the floor and the top of the key, swinging on the left side. They'll go down inside the Biddle. Turnaround jumper by Nate Biddle is good. 6'2 junior now with 4 points. And Westside has got the lead back to 7. 15-8. Fair Bobcats haven't scored yet in the second quarter. We've played almost 2.5 minutes. Landry Pitts with an out for Thayer in the half court. Gives over to Gage. Gage back out to Grimes. Out of Landry Pitts. Fakes a three from the left corner. Gives it back out on the wing to Grimes. Back to Pitts. Looking down low. Doss not getting open in there. Here to give on a high post to Cray. Cray turnaround jumper rattles in and out. No good. And we get a hell ball on the rebound. And it's going to belong to Greer's Ferry Westside on the alternating possessions. Westside making a substitution now, number 31, Brenton Knapp, a 6'4 sophomore back in the game. And the 6'2 junior, Nate Biddle, will sit down. So a little more size in there for Westside. They got a pair of 6'4s. In fact, they got three of them in the game right now. They've got it on the offensive end. They'll kick it out top for Klepko. Bounces one time, gives out to Ballard. Long three-point shot is no good. Miller down the rebound, can't follow it in. Gentry, no, I'm sorry, that was Knapp, got the rebound, back up and in, and he's fouled on the play. I will go on. I know Logan Doss for the Fayette Bunkettes. So Logan picks up his first, and immediately Nicholson will check in. Chris Trey will check out. They're trying to match Greer's Ferry size advantage best they can. And for Brenton Knapp, that is his first bucket of the night for Greer's Ferry West Side. And he'll shoot the free throw. It's good. The left-hander knocks it down. And all of a sudden, this four-point game, Fayette led 15-6 at the end of the quarter. And Greer's Ferry West Side on a 5-0 run here in the first 3 minutes. Fayette can't buy a bucket right now. They've got it out front. Gage pitch with it. Spins away from the defense. Dumps it down the baseline to Nicholson. Nicholson back out to Gage. Ball about the three. Doesn't take it. Now penetrates inside the defense. He gives it back out to Landry. Now to Doss cutting down the lane. Kicks it back outside the pitch. Steps into a three. It's no good off the back of the rim. And a rebound taken by Greer's Ferry West Side. Long pass up the floor to Gentry. Out of the corner for three. And it's good. Gentry hits a long one out of the corner for West Side, and Coach Pitts off the bench calling a timeout. 15-14. Fayette's been outscored 8-0 in the first three and a half minutes of this second quarter. We'll take a timeout back in 30 on Econ Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
We're back here in Batesville, Arkansas. The Mark Martin Lyon College High School basketball tournament. It's been like a light switch has been turned off the Fayette Bobcats here. They were red hot in the first quarter. They can't buy a bucket here in the second. They've got it now. The offensive end, Logan Doss, is going to get tied up. And it's going to be a foul on number 31 for Greer's Ferry. Well, Doss had it in the paint and got tied up by Knapp. And Knapp called for his first foul. Team foul number three on Greer's Ferry. Bobcats off the inbound, gets to Lane Grimes, who lays it up and in. Nice play. Lane Grimes lays it up off the left side window to Fayette Bobcats with their first 2 points of the second quarter. It comes with 4:05 to play. Greer's Ferry with it again. If Gentry hits another one of those deep ones, it could be a tie game. Instead, they pass it down low to Miller. Miller powers it up, no good. Rebound controlled by Knapp, who puts it back up and in. So Greer's Ferry really asserting themselves defensively. Now Fayette turns it over in the backcourt. Gage Pitts trying to make a move around Gentry. Dribbled it off his foot and out of bounds. And the ball belongs to Greer's Ferry with a chance to take the lead here. Nicholson is out. Number four checking in for Fayette, Levi Paulette. Bobcats looking for some offense. And down the ball into the backcourt to get it down to Miller. The big man fires a three out of the corner. No good. The rebound taken by Lane Grimes for Fayette. Quick pass up the floor to Levi Paulette. He didn't see it coming, and it goes out of bounds. Well, Fayette with an unforced turnover there, and Greer's Ferry Westside got it back with a chance to regain the lead. I should say take the lead for the first time tonight. They've never led in this game. Fayette at one point led 8-0. 15-6 at the end of the quarter. Now it's 17-16. Greer's Ferry's outscored Fayette 10-2 so far in this second quarter, and now Greer's Ferry with an uncontested turnover. Gentry had it out on top, tried to make a long pass down in the left corner, and his teammate, MC Kellen, had left the area. So Fayette got it back with 3:14 to go in the half, leading by one, 17-16. I guess we're in the white tonight, trimmed in the green. Gage Pitts has got it. Over to Lane Grimes. Grimes a wraparound pass to Pitts. Now to Doss at the free throw line. Nice move down through the lane, but he lost it out of bounds. Doss trying to make a dribble drive down the right side of the lane, and official said, nope, defense didn't touch it. So Doss was the turnover. And again, these Bobcats just trying to get the basketball out of them. And it's difficult, folks. It's difficult. Greer's Ferry with it out on top. Ballard, top of the key. Lobs it down low to Miller. Miller, count it and a foul. So the big man, Malachi Miller, has got 6 points. You'll go back to the free throw line. to shoot the 1-1. Foul is on number 4, Levi Paulette. First foul is allowed on Levi, the 8th team foul on the Thayer Bobcats, and Miller cans the 3-point play. He hits the free throw. 7 points for Miller, and for the first time tonight, Greer's Ferry Westside's on top. Thayer up by 9 at the end of the quarter, now trail by 2, 19-17. Bobcats have only scored 2 points in the first 5.5 minutes of this second quarter. They get it to Levi Paulette, now at the high post. Levi trying to dribble out of traffic, lost it, gets it back, swings across court to Landry Pitts. Landry looks to drive the baseline, gets cut off, feeds it out to Gage Pitts in the lane, short jumper, wouldn't roll down, and a rebound taken by Greer Sperry. Westside dominating the boards. Long pass up the floor to Miller. Miller on the baseline, brings it back outside to Klepko, over to Ballard, to Gentry for 3. That one's off the rim, no good. Doss had a hand on the rebound, but it's poked away by Greer Sperry Westside. Brenton Knapp, last man to touch it. And Thayer got it back with a chance to tie. 1:59 to go in the half. Gage Pitts bringing it up out of the backcourt. Taking his time here. Bobcat team won't panic. Remember, Thayer played this entire quarter without Jace Haven and without Jordan Andrews. Andrews scored 10 of the Bobcats' 15 points in the first quarter. He's got 2 fouls. That's why he's not in there. Haven's got 2 as well. Thayer working on the perimeter. Gage Pitts lobbing it down low to Doss. Doss brings it down, looking for an outlet. And we're going to get a push. Going to be called before he got rid of the ball. Foul's going to be called on number 34. That is Malachi Miller, and that's number 2 on Miller. So Thayer will inbound the ball. Team foul number 4 on Westside. Thayer will inbound it down along the baseline under the bucket. Inbound pass is stolen by Gentry. Off to Knapp. Knapp driving the floor, lays it up with left hand in this year. Brenton Knapp now with 7, all of them in this quarter. And it's back to a 4-point lead now, 21-17 for Westside. I guess working around the offense. Got it to Lane Grimes outside for Gage Pitts. Got it to Levi Paulette. Now back to Gage. Gage needs to heat it up from the 3-point line. They're giving him that shot. He's reluctant to take it. Here's a give to Levi Paulette. Back over to Landry Pitts. Now back to Gage. Gage out on top. 53 seconds to go in the half. They're down 4 with the basketball. And they're just going to pull it out now and work the clock. Satisfied to go into the locker room down by 4, possibly 2, and maybe 1 if somebody can hit one from downtown. Down to 35 seconds to go in this first half. Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters, including Alex and Kylie O'Neill and the team at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. And now, with 27 seconds to go, Thayer is going to call a timeout. Well, let's step away. We'll be back in 30 seconds on E-Job Sports.
Are you getting tired of driving the same old car, the same old truck, or the same old SUV every day? Sounds to me like you're in the mood to trade. Why don't you head out to Oregon County Cars in Thayer? They got a great selection of trucks, cars, and SUVs on the lot right now. And you know, they're offering a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. And Oregon County Cars is also a collision repair estimate center and detail service. Oregon County Cars in the old Kurtz Cars location in Thayer. Stop by and see them today.
It's been a tale of two different quarters. Thayer Bobcats had a 15-6 lead at the end of one quarter, and it's been all Greer's Ferry. Coach Pitts called that timeout with 37 seconds to go. Thayer got the ball, and they get Andrews and Haven back in the game for offense. Thayer with the starters out there right now. Westside now scrambling to the ball. They got it. Bobcats get it down to Doss, who fakes now, shoots and scores. Logan Doss with his first 2 points. Greer's Ferry the other way, 10 seconds to go in the half. Gentry got it. Ball cross-court pass will get it down to Klepko in the corner. He goes to Gentry. Ball is knocked away. Bobcats control. Andrews from half-court. It'll count and it goes all the way off the front of the rim. No good. That was close. Thayer Bobcats and Greer's Ferry Westside playing a good half. It is 21-19. Thayer Bobcats down by 2 at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime show brought to you by Community First Banking Company in just 2 minutes on E-Com Sports.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery, one half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Pizza Inn of Thayer supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn of Thayer, with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. We know our longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with our customers. In the year ahead, we'll continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back at halftime. Welcome to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report. Thayer Bobcats trail by 2 at the half to Greer's Ferry Westside here at the Mark Martin Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament in Batesville, Arkansas. Bobcats led by 15-6 at the end of the first quarter. Jordan Andrews was just outstanding. 10 first quarter points, but then he picked up that second foul right at the end of the quarter, and he did not play except for the final 25 seconds of the second quarter. As a result, Thayer Bobcats offense just went away. They only scored 4 points in the entire second quarter. On the other hand, Greer's Ferry, he only scored 6 in the first quarter, finally started to get heated up. Knapp and Miller began to assert themselves size-wise, and they're 6'4 and 6'5 respectively, and they brought their team back as they outscored Thayer 15-4 in the second quarter to take a 2-point lead here at the intermission. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you, as always, by your Bobcat boosters, including Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton. Remember, you can always listen to the ball games on our podcast, brought to you by Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores. You can find the podcast at ecomnewsnetwork.com. All games all season long, involving Thayer Bobcats, Alton Comets, and Mammoth Plain Bears, boys and girls, will be found on our podcast. All games that we broadcast, right? And you can even watch some of the video of the Thayer Bobcat football team there. Also helping to bring you the game tonight, the Thayer Walmart store, Forstler's True Value, and Napa Auto Parts, along with Fred O'Neill at the law office and the 11 Point Tunnel Company in Thayer. First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, along with the Sunset Salon and Barbary, Langley Animal Clinic, Penny Lane Accounting, Barton Electric, Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, the Alton Bank, and the Clary Funeral Hall. It's the halftime report brought to you by Community First Banking Company. We'll take a timeout. Back to check your first half scoring in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit continuing education courses as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
Monty's Outdoors in West Plains has got you covered this sports season. That's right. Shop at Monty's, where you'll find Under Armour cleats, sports socks, compression wear, backpacks, sack packs, ball caps, and much more. Find Wilson footballs, softballs, and equipment as well. Visit with Monty's about outfitting your team or youth organization with custom uniforms, booster apparel, game equipment, and more. Monty's Outdoors, next to C&K Clothing in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains.
Have you heard? Mayfield Auto Repair is now in their much bigger location. You'll find them at the end of Girdley Street in West Plains. Just turn off Porter Wagner at the Ford dealership, go under the bridge to the four-way stop, and go straight. You're going to love the convenient parking and new waiting room. Mike and Laura Mayfield pride themselves on great customer service and thank all their valued customers for making this growth happen. Minor and major repairs, exhaust work, alignments, they do it all. Mayfield Auto Repair. Call 417-256-9452.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for road trips. We're for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels. We're for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks. We're for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
We're back here to Batesville, Arkansas, the Mark Martin Lyons College High School basketball tournament. Bayer Bobcats trailing by 2 at the half. Our score 21-19. Look at the first half scoring. First up for Greer's Ferry Westside. They're led by Malachi Miller and Brenton Knapp. They have 7 points apiece. 4 points for Nate Biddle, 3 for Travis Gentry, and that's the scoring for Greer's Ferry Westside. For the Fayette Bobcats, they're led by the sophomore Jordan Andrews. He's got 10 in the first half. Landry Pitts is a three-pointer, the only made three-pointer of the first half for Thayer. 2 points apiece for Gage Pitts, Lane Grimes, and Logan Doss. Bobcats in a little bit of foul trouble. Nicholson, Andrews, and Haven each have 2 fouls in the first half. And Malachi Miller with 2, the only Greer's Ferry Westside Eagle with more than 1. Again, it's halftime. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Report here on K-Country 95. Mind, we've got more basketball coming up tomorrow night. We'll be back at Mammoth Spring for the Battle of the Border Tournament. And it looks like 3 games from the tournament tomorrow night. Mammoth Spring Boys and Girls and the Thayer Lady Bobcats will all be in action. And we'll have all 3 games for you on K-Country 95 tomorrow evening from the Battle of the Border Tournament at Mammoth Spring High School. Matter of fact, they're playing basketball down there right now in the consolation round. I'm going to take another break. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes. You're listening to Thayer Bobcat Basketball on Ecom Sports.
Have you seen the battery-powered steel tools at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply? They're a great Christmas present, and right now you can give the gift of more power. Buy any qualifying AK or AP battery set, which includes tool, battery, and charger, and get a second matching battery one half off. Chainsaws, trimmers, blowers, hedge trimmers, even battery-operated lawnmowers. Battery-powered, made by steel. Get yours at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirschfeed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
You've been involved in a crash, or maybe a deer is rammed into the side of your rig. What do you do now? Well, you go to Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They are now a collision repair estimate center. Just stop by anytime. They'll do your estimate. They'll deal with your insurance company and help you get your vehicle repaired and back on the road. And if your rig is dirty and needs a good detail job, well, they do those too, starting as low as $60. And of course, they got a lot full of quality pre-owned vehicles. Oregon County Cars, collision repair estimate and detail center in Thayer. Oregon County Cars.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're not feeling well and need competent and compassionate medical care, go to Family Health Care of Mammoth Spring, located at 350 South Main Street, Suite Number 4, just past Palace Drug in the heart of Mammoth Spring. Family Health Care accepts all major insurance, plus Medicare and Missouri and Arkansas Medicaid. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, closed on Wednesdays. Call and make your appointment today with board-certified nurse practitioner Tamara Ward, providing the first-rate family health care that people in the local area deserve.
And we're back here at the Lyon College High School Basketball Tournament presented by Mark Martin. And it'll be Thayer Bobcat Ball to start the second half. Thayer again down 21-19 as we head into the third quarter. Bobcats are the home team. Wearing the white uniforms trimmed in the green with the green letters and numbers. Here we go. It'll be Gage Pitts, Jace Havens, Logan Doss, Jordan Andrews, and Landry Pitts to start for Thayer. Andrews has got it now going down the baseline, hangs in the air, feeds it out front to Pitts. Gage looking to penetrate into the lane, kicks it back out to Haven. Haven baseline drive, hangs in the air, puts the shot up, no good. Gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Landry Pitts. But we're going to get a foul call in the lane on West Side. It'll be on number 24, is that right? That is Gentry. F-24 Gentry. Travis Gentry called the foul, will be his second. They will inbound the basketball. They called it on the rebound. Gage Pitts will hand in to Logan Doss under the bucket. Gets it out to Andrews. Back to Landry. Landry Pitts in the corner. He'll shoot the three. No good. Gage Pitts down the rebound. He couldn't follow. Logan Doss with a rebound. He couldn't put it back in. And Greer Ferry Westside cleans the glass. And here come the Eagles. 2-point lead and the ball for the first time. They get around on the left side down to Malachi Miller. Big number 34 spins down the lane, kicks it out. In the corner to Gentry. He'll fire the three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound taken by Landry Pitts for Thayer. Landry in the backcourt gives out to Gage Pitts. He'll run up the floor with it. Working up to the free throw circle. Feeds over to Landry Pitts. Now in the corner to Haven. Haven, baseline drive, goes under the bucket. Shoots and scores. And we get a foul on the play. It'll be a 3-point attempt for the Thayer Bobcats. Basket is good. For Jace Haven, his first bucket of the game. And he'll go to the free throw line and try and hit the free throw to give the Bobcats the lead. Foul is on number 15, Nate Biddle, his first, and Haven hits the free throw. So Jace finally on the board tonight after leading Thayer in their first game with 17 last Friday night. And Thayer back on top, 22-21, and they have outscored West Side here in the early part of this quarter. Here's Gentry down low. Puts up a shot for West Side. No good. Rebound off to West Side. We're going to get a foul as number 3, Kletko, goes back up with it. Foul on the Thayer Bobcats is on Logan Doss, and that'll be number 2 on Logan. Number 3 at the free throw line, shooting the two-shot foul. First one is no good. That is Ashton Kletko. Kletko will attempt another. Attempt to tie this game, 22-21. Bears outscored Greer's Ferry 3-2. Have taken the lead, second free throw, no good. Rebound, Landry Pitts for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats with the ball in the lead. Andrews leaves it out for Landry Pitts. Landry looking for an open. Passes over to Andrews on the right side wing. Andrews will shake and bake, move down to the baseline, pulls up with a jumper, rattles in and out, no good. And rebound controlled by Westside. Gentry faces up the floor at the top of the key, leaves it for the trailer, and he'll get it down left corner. For Miller. Miller back to Gentry on the wing. And there's going in the lane, and the ball stolen by Andrews. Andrews, long lead pass up the floor to Landry Pitts. He'll go to the rack hard, and an offensive foul going to be called on Landry Pitts. Landry ducked his head, looked like he just caught a pass over the middle from Jace Haven, and he rolled right through the defender. So Landry called for the foul will be his first. They are now with two team fouls. 2 minutes into the second half. Here comes Greer's Ferry Westside with Ballard. Walks it into the front court. Passes it down the corner to Gentry. Gentry to Malachi Miller. Stolen by Gage Pitts. Thayer with a 2-on-2. Pitts flying the back with it. Way up to Gentry or to Andrews. Jordan Andrews hits the layup. Beautiful behind-the-back pass from Gage Pitts. And Thayer up now by 3. Greer's Ferry with it. They'll go baseline. Malachi Miller slides down the lane. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound. Set Jace Haven for the Bobcats. They give it out to Jordan Andrews. Jordan to the free throw line. Kick it down to Gage. Pitch for 3. Off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Greer's Ferry. There come the Eagles with it. Things are picking up here at Lyon College. I'm seeing he's starting to play a little faster now. All going to the right side of the Klepko. Down in the corner to Miller. Kind of bouncing in lane. It's knocked away by the play. About to get defense and out of bounds. Good play by Logan Dawson. West side trying to cut down lane diagonal from the elbow down to the low block. And Thayer was right there defensively. Landry Pitch coming out of the game now. Lane Grimes checks back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer will play zone on the inbound play for Westside. They get in the Gentry all alone. For it. Oh, it's Miller. I'm sorry. Miller, number 34. Miller hits the layup. He got free. And back to a one-point game. Thayer with the ball. They give it to Jace Haven. Top of the key. Goes to Andrews at the elbow. Back out to Gage. Pitch down to the baseline. He'll pass it out front to Lane Grimes, top of the key. Now to Andrews. Deep three-point try is no good. Rebound comes out long. Gage Pitts has got it. Hangs in the air, shoots in and out. No. Rebound volleyed up and around. Finally taken by Logan Goss of the Thayer Bobcats. They are working hard on the boards here. Got to Gage Pitts in the lane. Now to Haven. Haven spins, ducks under the defense, shoots for the finger roll, and it's good. Jace Haven, 5 here in the third quarter. And Thayer up by 3 again. Westside with it. Number 23, Jared Compton. Kind of pass it down in the middle. Ball is knocked away. And now off the hands of Westside and out of bounds. And Miller is going to come out of the game. Alakai Miller. Well, check out big number 33, a 6'5 sophomore, Lyndon Nolly. And if Coach Billy Weber is here, he's got to be looking at this Nolly kid and saying, boy, just a sophomore, 6'5, probably about 230. Boy, that'll be playing football at Thayer. Already wearing the green. Thayer with it in the half-court set. They get it down to Andrews in the left corner. Three ball out of the corner. It's good! Jordan Andrews ripped the three. Brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer back up by 6-3. 48 to go in the third. West side with it. Best wing of the left side to Conflict. Conflict. Over on the right to Ballard. Ballard penetrates down into the lane. Pulls up with a jumper. No good. Andrews rebounds. It's a quick pass out to Grimes. Grimes has got Gage Pitch down on the other end. He misses the layup. Doss will follow it in, but they won't count. We're going to get a foul on Gentry for Westside as he tried to block the layup of Gage Pitch. Well, Travis Gentry, perhaps the best player for Greer's Ferry, just picked up his third foul with 3:31 to go in the third quarter. Looks like they're going to get him out of there. Asa Carr. Getting ready to check in. Gage Pitts at the free throw line, shooting 2. First one is no good. Haven's going to get a little rest now. Playing hard here in the first 4.5 minutes of this third quarter, has scored 5 points. As Chris Cray checks in for him. Second free throw for Gage Pitts is good. Gage now with 3 points in the ballgame, and Thayer back up by 7. 30-23 is our score. Westside's only scored 2 points in the third quarter. Thayer has scored 11. And here's the Greer's Ferry. Got it. They get on the left side to Carr. Carr stepped out of bounds on the sideline. Well, Thayer will get it back. Bobcats down to the final 3:19 here in the third quarter. They got Gage Pitts, Chris Cray, Jordan Andrews, Lane Grimes, and Logan Dawson on the floor. Thayer will take their time bringing it into the front court. Chance to rest a little bit on offense. Here's a gift to Chris Cray. Cray bounces it down to Doss. Nice play. Doss couldn't finish the shot. Rebound gets on the floor. We get a held ball. And the possession will belong to Greer's Ferry Westside. They are making a substitution now. And Doss will check out as Jace Haven will go back in for Thayer. 3 minutes to go in the third. Thayer thought about applying a little full court pressure. Now they say, no, back it off. Cawthorn and Ballard bring it up out of the backcourt for Greer's Ferry Westside. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Westside needs buckets. They've only scored 2 in this quarter. Here's a pass down in the corner. And now they get it inside. Shot is up. No good by Knapp. Rebound controlled by Carr. He goes back up and in for Greer's Ferry. And back to a 5-point there, Bobcat lead. There's Chase Haven with it. And Bobcat gets off for a backcourt violation. Gage Pitts trying to pass over to Haven. Haven hasn't gotten across midcourt yet. He tried to get his feet in the front court, but didn't make it in time. And Thayer with an unforced turnover there. And now Cray out of the game as Lane Grimes, well, I'm sorry, Nicholson checks in. Greer's Ferry going to pass it into the lane. Ball is stolen by Nicholson to Haven. Down the left side of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound is going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be Greer's Ferry west side ball with 2:21 to play in the third quarter. And brought you in part today by Our friends over at Monty's Outdoors, Ozarka College, and Family Health Care can be warned in Mammoth Springs. Now we get a foul going to be called, an offensive foul, on West Side away from the ball. A moving screen is the call on number 31, Brenton Knapp. And that'll be his second foul. They are making a substitution. Gage Pitts will check out of the game. Landry is in. I mean, Andrews will move to the point. 2:11 to go. They're about to catch with the ball and a 5-point lead, 30-25, our score. Andrews making a little shake and bake on the left side, gives the ball down in the corner for Pitts. He'll give it to Grimes. Grimes going to the high post to Haven. Haven couldn't get open for the shot. Kicks it out to Landry. Pitts steps into a three. That's no good. Rebound controlled by Greer's Ferry, west side. Here comes Eagle up the right side. Is Ballard. Swings it down in the left corner to Carr. Carr powers his way across the lane and is going to be called for a foul. Dace Haven stood his ground and drew the charge in there. Carr ran right through him trying to make that move across the lane. Carr picks up his first 15 fouls on Greer's Ferry west side. Thayer with the ball. Andrews going to pull up with the 18-footer. It's good! Jordan Andrews. 17 points. He scored 7 in the third quarter after having a 10-point first half. Here at West Side with it again. They'll kick it out front for Ballard. Swing it over to Cothran. Cothran going down to the baseline, trying to pass it inside. Ball is tipped away, but finally controlled by Miller. And big Malachi Miller powers it up for West Side. Eagles back to within 5. Thayer with the ball. Haven to Andrews at the top of the key with 1:08 to go. Andrews thought about taking the deep three. Doesn't. Gives it over to Landry Pitts on the left. Now back to the right to Grimes. Back to Andrews. Again, fakes the big three. Now penetrates into the lane. Passes off to Haven. Haven gets tied up. Got rid of it to Nicholson. Nicholson out to Grimes. Now over to Andrews. Down to Pitts in the corner. Three-point shot. No good. And Pitts goes and gets his own rebound. Powers it back up, and it's good. Landry Pitts. We had to work hard for that 2 points. They are now up by 7 with 38 seconds to go in the third quarter. Ball controlled by Westside. He gets the Carr in the corner. He'll shoot a three, and it's good. Asa Carr hits a three-pointer out of the left corner, and that makes it a 4-point game. We're down to 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Thayer's going to hold it here for a model shot of the quarter. This is a sign to mention some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters, including Forcers, True Value, and Napa Auto Parts and Thayer. Freeman & Woolsey Pump Service, Barton Electric, and Penny Lane Accounting. Here's a penetration move by Andrews down the right side of the lane. Couldn't hit the shot. Rebound by Jace Haven, who goes back up in the end. Haven with 7 points in the quarter, and that's the end of three quarters of play. Our score, 36-30. Thayer Bobcats win the lead over Greer's Ferry West Side. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 1 minute on Ecom Sports.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
The community bankers of FNBC and you.
My name is Boyd Jackson. I am 96 years old. Right across the street from where I live is the bank. I've been doing business with them for 72 years. In 1941, I borrowed $150 and bought a team of mules to farm with. Had account with them ever since then.
FNBC and you, better together. Member FDIC.
Oh, Thayer Bobcats outscored Greer's Ferry West Side 17-9 in that third quarter. The Thayer Bobcats with a 6-point lead as we head to the fourth quarter. 36-30 is our score. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball to start the fourth quarter. Thayer will open with Haven, Pitts, Andrews, and Doss. So the starter's on the floor now for Thayer. It looks like the starter is out there for West Side with the exception of Ballard and Biddle are in place of Gentry. And Knapp, not on the floor right now. They're working around the perimeter against the zone defense of West Side. Here goes Andrews down the middle of the lane. He's going to get fouled as he gets cut off. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. He managed to get the shot away. Fouled by Biddle, number 15, Nate Biddle. That'll be his second of the night and the 16th foul on Greer's Ferry West Side. Well, Greer's Ferry Westside, after not getting in the bonus in the first half, or going over the limit, putting Thayer in the bonus, and I'm just one foul away from doing it here in the second half. And Andrews hits the free throw. Jordan now with 18 points on the night. He leads all scorers in the game. Malachi Miller leads Greer's Ferry with the 11. Second shot for Andrews, bounces off the front rim, back of the rim, and falls down through the net. 19 for Andrews, and the Fairbanks can lead it back to 8. 30 seconds into the fourth quarter. Fair Bobcats looking for their first win of the year. Of course, this is only their second game. Bobcat defense is scrambling. Oh, they turned Ballard, but couldn't get the steal. He gets away, moves to the free throw line. Shot is no good. Andrews skies for the rebound. Here come the Fair Bobcats. Chance to go up by 10. We've matched their biggest lead of the game. Ball down the left corner to Gage Fitz. Fitz looking to the high post for Haven. Couldn't get him open. Feeds it in the left corner for Doss. He'll dribble one time. Feed it back out to Andrews. 1 minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. 6-7 minutes to go. Thayer with it on the offensive set. Gage Pitts points away from the defense. 425 in there, by the way. Braden Magnus. Here's Gage Pitts. Gets the ball back from Andrews. Goes in the lane to Haven. Gets it through to Doss, who puts it up in the air. Logan Doss with a beautiful feed from Jace Haven. And for Doss, his second bucket of the night. And Thayer leads it by 10, 40-30. Only 9 points in the entire second half now for Greer's Ferry Westside. And he's trying to get it down low. We're going to get a foul. It's going to be a hold. They tried to go from the wing down in the low blocks to big Malachi Miller. Logan Doss held him down there. Alan Doss will be his third of the evening. And it'll be the inbound play for Westside to get it into Miller. Turnaround jumper is off the rim, but a foul will be whistled on the play on Jace Haven. Malachi Miller, all 6 feet five of him, caught that ball in the lane, spun, went up high for the jump shot. And Haven going to be called for the foul. First free throw is up and good for Malachi Miller. 12 points for Miller. And another free throw is up and good. Malachi Miller now with 13 for Greer's Ferry Westside. Fair Bobcat lead is back to 8 with 6:20 to go. Andrews on the left side wing. Bobcats are in the half court set. Feed out to Landry Pitts on the cross court. Now back out to Gage Pitts, top of the key. Back over to Landry on the right side wing. Havens at the high post, Doss at the low post. Fair working around the perimeter. Here goes Andrews with a penetration move, flies around the defense and scores. Jordan Andrews now with 21 points. Westside looking to get it down the floor. We're going to get a whistle and a foul going to be called on Logan Doss for Thayer. That's a call up there. Westside tried to lob it in, and both players were going after the ball, and they called Doss for a foul. So Logan Doss picks up his fourth foul. He'll check out of the game with 5:57 to go. Keaton Nicholson checks in for Thayer. Westside with it. They brought three players in, including Gentry. He's looking on the right side. They get it over to Carr. Carr just checked back in. And now they'll bounce it over to Ballard on the left side wing. Down the corner to Cawthorn. Cawthorn bounces it to Gentry. He tries to dump it down to Knapp, and it goes out of bounds. So Thayer, good defensive stop there. With a 10-point lead and the ball, 5:40 to go. Can expect the Bobcats not to get in a great big hurry here. Gage Pitts gets it across the timeline to Landry Pitts. Right back to Gage. Thayer really spread the floor out here. As Westside goes to a man-to-man. Here's the give over to Andrews. Andrews slides down the lane, shoots and scores. Yeah, you're not going to stop him. 23 now for Jordan Andrews. They tried to stop him with man-to-man defense. He just rolled off the screen and went to the bucket with the uncontested layup. Nice play by the sophomore. Westside now down by 12. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called inside. That'll be on Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson for Thayer. Going to be called for the hold as he held the jersey of number 31, Brenton Knapp. And substitution, Knapp will check out of the game. Malachi Miller is back in for Greer's Ferry Westside. 12-point Thayer Bobcat lead, 5:08 to play. Greer's Ferry didn't bound the ball, got it to Gentry. He'll shoot the three. That one's off the rim, no good. Gage Fitz got the rebound and is fouled immediately by Gentry. That one looked like Gentry was mad at Gage Fitz because he missed that three-pointer. He just went in there and just fouled him. Oh, no doubt about it. Like it was intentional. The foul on Gentry will be his fourth of the game. And Travis Gentry, a little bit frustrated here, the sophomore, has only scored 3 points. And down on the other end, Gage Fitz will hit the free throw. Front end of the 1-1, he's got 4 points now in the game. And the sophomore point guard for Thayer will shoot another. It is off the rim, no good. Keaton Nicholson is going to get the rebound, but he's going to be called for a foul. A foul is a push from behind. And we'll go down the other end and shoot the 1-1. So Keaton Nicholson called for the foul will be his third. So Nicholson with three, Doss with four. Nobody else for Thayer with more than two. We're down to 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. At the free throw line, number 42, Asa Carr, 6'1 sophomore for Greers Fair Westside. He misses the front end of the 1-1. Nicholson got the rebound. Then has the ball taken away, but it goes out of bounds off the hands of Greers Fair Westside. Nicholson got to be a little stronger with that ball in there. They will inbound. They'll go against full court pressure here. They inbound it to Andrews in the backcourt. Andrews, Haven, and Pitts working it up the floor. Andrews now over to Haven, out of Andrews, and down the floor to Nicholson. Across the timeline with 4:48 to go. Andrews will pull it out now for Thayer. They'll work on some clock here. Threading the floor against the man-to-man defense of Greers Ferry Westside. They'll get it over down to Andrews. Andrews going down the lane. Oh, what a shot! A little scoop shot. It's good. Jordan Andrews lighting it up. He's got 25. And again, don't play man-to-man defense against Jordan Andrews. He's good at going and rubbing off the screen and getting to the rack. Here comes Cochran for Greers Ferry. He's going to the lane. He's going to get fouled. Cochran from the wing trying to penetrate into the lane is going to be fouled by Chase Haven. That'll be number three on Haven for Thayer. And here is Asa Carr out of the game. Number 15, Nate Biddle will check in. And Chris Cray will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. Chase Haven will go out. Haven scored 7 points in the second half after not scoring any in the first half. And Thayer now with the 47-32 lead. Free throw is up. No good. Rebound Chris Carr for Thayer. For Chris Cray, I'm sorry. Cray gives it up the floor to Gage Pitts. Back to Cray. And he'll feed it on the right side for Landry Pitts. Out to Jordan Andrews. 4 minutes to go in the game. Thayer leads it 47-32. 15-point Bobcat advantage. Bobcats rolling. Gage Pitts off the screen. He's got it on the right wing. Sends it out front to Andrews. Andrews looking to penetrate again. Now we'll back it out. And we'll continue the dribble drive as he goes out in their midcourt. Again, Thayer spreading the floor against this man-to-man west side defense. Andrews working against Conference. Little crossover dribble. Got the free throw line down to Nicholson. Out to Gage Pitts. He'll jump in the lane. Pull up with a jumper. No good. Rebound. Tipped out to Pitts. Nice play by Chris Cray to deflect that ball out to Gage Pitts, and Thayer got it back with 3:27 to go in the ballgame. Thayer with a 15-point lead. Landry Pitts working between the double team and the dribble. The backdoor cut to Andrews. He shoots, no good. Rebound, Keaton Nicholson. We're going to get a foul going the other way. Foul's going to be on number 35, and that'll be Nicholson. And that's number 5 on Keaton Nicholson. Nicholson has fouled out of the game with 3:15 to go. So Thayer losing the 6'3 sophomore. Logan Doss will check back in, 6'1 junior. 3:15 to play in the game. Thayer up by 15. Greers Ferry Westside shooting free throws here. First one is up and good. Number 34, Malachi Miller. Been making a living tonight from the free throw line. 6 of his 14 points have come from the charity stripe. 8 feet catch, 6'5", a junior. Second free throw, bounces off the back iron, no good. And rebound, controlled by Jordan Andrews for Thayer. Miller would have 6 more points, but he's missed at least one of his free throws every time he's been to the line. At the free throw line, or at the left wing for Thayer now, Landry Pitts has got it. Gives it out front to Chris Cray. Cray, oh, got backdoor cut to Gage Pitts in the lane. Couldn't finish the shot. A rebound controlled by Greers Ferry Westside. Here come the Eagles. Conklin in the lane. Kick it back outside to Biddle. Moves down to the baseline. Short jumper. Good. Number 15, Nate Biddle. His first 2 points of the second half. And Westside again, a little full court pressure. Bobcats working up to Andrews. Back to Chris Cray. Cray bounces it over to Gage Pitts. He steps across the timeline, gives it to Andrews. Andrews down the middle of the lane, shoots the floater. It's no good. Doss down the rebound, counted and a foul. Logan Doss with a huge offensive rebound. He puts it back up at the end. He'll go to the line for the three-point play. The foul's going to be on number 24. That is Travis Gentry. And Gentry has fouled out of the game for Greers Ferry Westside. A 6'3 sophomore finishes tonight with just 3 points. He had 1 3-point. They have Bobcat with only one made three-pointer tonight. That was by Landry Pitt. And the free throw for Logan Doss is good. So they are running away from Westside now. They lead it 50-35 with 2:18 to go. Westside bouncing it down inside. Got it to Malachi Miller, and he just goes over the top of everybody and scores. 16 for Miller. And again, Westside with a full court pressure. Down by 13, 50-37. Thayer gets it in the middle of the floor to Doss. Gets it across the timeline, down the Landry Pitts, and Thayer will pull it back out with 2 minutes to go. Jordan Andrews working against Cawthron. Now gives over to Gage Pitts on the right side. Just outside the free throw line. There's a dump pass down inside to Doss. Doss kicks it back out of the corner to Andrews, around to Chris Cray. Cray looking to penetrate. Moved off a screen, still on the dribble, and kicks it out on top to Gage Pitts. Minute 35 to go in the game. Thayer, maybe looking just to run out the clock here. Here's a give over to Landry Pitts on the right side, way out on the floor, 35 feet from the bucket. Now gives it out near midcourt to Chris Cray. Cray dribbles away from the defense again. Defended there by Ballard. And now going to Gage Pitts in the free throw circle. He'll kick it back outside to Chris Cray. Minute 14 to go in the game. Oh, and here's a bad pass by Cray. Almost intercepted, but a good play by Cray to get it back. Gives over to Gage Pitts, and now back to Cray with 1 minute remaining in the game. I hear Bobcats. A little penetration move by Andrews. Gives it back out to Pitts. Bobcats won't shoot the ball unless they get a wide open layup here. Ball back outside to Cray. Thayer went into this stall with 2 minutes exactly to go in the game. Here's Cray with it. Gives it over to Andrews. Down low to Doss. Doss looking in the lane. Bounces it down to Pitts. He'll kick it back outside to Landry. Making the three. Kick it back outside. 35 seconds to play in the game. Thayer Bobcats going to get their first win of the year. It'll be over Greers Ferry Westside. Here's Andrews with it out front for Thayer. 23 seconds to go in the game. Gentry, of course, it'll be Jordan. Gets it to Pitts. Now to Landry Pitts. Pitts and Cray and Andrews and Doss in the game. And here's Landry Pitts with a pass almost intercepted. We're going to get a foul here with the 11 seconds to play. And it's going to be a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Logan Doss. And Logan Doss, with his 11 seconds to play, is fouled out of the game. Lane Grimes will check in his place. So the Thayer Bobcats are going to win this one here tonight. 11 seconds to play. And Thayer will advance to the semifinals of the Mark Martin Lyon College Basketball Invitational. Thayer will play Friday night at 8:15. And here's the first free throw. No good for Ballard. Jake Ballard. Oh, it was good. I'm sorry. I was actually looking at something else. Second one is good as well. 2 points for Ballard. Makes it 50-39. Thayer leads it by 11. 8 seconds to go. Oh, Bobcat. Oh, and here's a steal as Bobcat tries to get across the timeline. Number three, Klutko, bounces it over to Miller. He'll score at the buzzer. And your final score, 50-41. The Thayer Bobcats hold off Greers Ferry Westside and take home the victory here tonight from the Mark Martin Lyon College Basketball Invitational. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your post-game report brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports.
The only way to keep your vehicle performing at its best is with regular maintenance. The certified service experts at River Country Chevrolet in Thayer can precisely diagnose and service your vehicle. Everything from oil changes to engine work and transmission work. Regardless of the make and model, they know every inch of your vehicle and offer the lowest labor rates around and the lowest prices on tires in the area. Don't mess with the rest. Go to the best. Follow them on Facebook to keep up with current service specials. River Country Chevrolet in Thayer.
Landmark Bank, here for you.
This is John Plummer at Landmark Bank. We have the financial services to assist all our friends and neighbors in Thayer. Visit our team for your landmark moments. Whether you're buying a new home, making a land purchase, buying a new vehicle, or saving for a future goal, we have something for all those dreams. We invite you to become a Landmark. Landmark Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Pizza Inn Affairs supports our local home team. And you know they've got a lot more than just pizza. They've got pasta, wings, salad, subs, desserts, and if it's on the menu, they'll deliver it. They're open 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday and until 10 o'clock on Friday and Saturday nights. Have you downloaded the new app yet, available for iPhone and Android? You can order online at pizzainn.com. Pizza Inn Affairs with dine-in, carry-out, and delivery. 417-264-3800 or visit pizzainn.com and order online. Go Bobcats!
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor's recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
And back here at Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas, the Mark Martin Lyon College Basketball Invitational. Fair Bobcats put together a good second half tonight as they outscored Greer Fair Westside in both the third and fourth quarters. Fair, a big third quarter. They scored 17 points and held Greer Fair Westside to 9, and then outscored them 14-11. If you want to count the last 4 points for Westside, came with 11 seconds to go in a game that was basically over. So Fair wins it tonight 50-41. Bobcats even their season record at 1-1. And they'll advance into the semifinals. They'll play on Friday night at 8:15. And probably, if I had to guess, I'd say they're going to play the number one seed, Batesville. Batesville getting ready to play right now against what I believe is Mountain View, Arkansas. So Fair Bobcats Friday night, 8:15, and we'll have that game for you here on K-Country 95. Bobcats played tonight by the sophomore, Jordan Andrews. He had 25 points in the game, 10 in the first quarter. Then he had to sit in the second quarter with foul trouble, but he scored 15 in the second half, 25 points on the line for Jordan Andrews. Nobody else for the Bobcats scoring in double figures. Logan Doss had 7 for Chase Haven, all of them in the second half. Landry Pitts had 5, 4 for Gage Pitts, and 2 for Lane Grimes. Logan Doss, I mentioned, threw in 7 points for the Bobcats tonight. 5 of those in the second half. For Greer Fair Westside, they were led by Malachi Miller, the big junior, at 18. 7 for Brenton Knapp, all of them in the first half. 6 points for Nate Fiddle. 5 for Asa Carr, all in the second half. 3-pointer for Travis Gentry, and 2 for Jake Ballard. He hit those 2 free throws with 11 seconds to go. So Fair Bobcats with the win tonight. Good win for the Fair Bobcats. Are you listening?